Good morning to you, Wanda. Governor Rick Scott railed against federal officials and vowed to sue the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs during a campaign stop in Fort Myers yesterday. Reporter Ashley Lopez was there.
A fight between state officials and the federal government over VA hospitals in Florida has reached a breaking point. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is currently under scrutiny due to reports VA hospitals have been keeping secret wait lists and delaying care to veterans, some of whom died while waiting to see a doctor. Governor Rick Scott directed state health officials 7 times to inspect federally run veterans hospitals in the state. However, regulators have routinely been turned away. But during a recent campaign stop, Scott told reporters he's asking state health officials to sue the federal government. He says VA Secretary Eric Shinseki should also resign.
General Shinseki needs to go. The president needs to get engaged. Something needs to happen here. They're doing nothing to improve the quality of care for our veterans. They need to show up and start taking care of our veterans.
Former Republican Governor Charlie Crist, who is expected to run against Scott as a Democrat this November, said in a statement that without an act of Congress, the state has no authority over those hospitals. Crist says the lawsuit is just a campaign stunt. Crist also says the governor could expand health care in the state to those veterans. However, Lieutenant Governor Carlos Lopez Cantera told reporters the state should not have to do that.
And many of those vets have the opportunity to get health care needs dealt with at the VAs if the VAs were operating as they should. So there are opportunities for those 41,000 vets right now.
The state plans to sue in federal court for access to the VA hospitals to establish the state's, quote, right to inspect and regulate health facilities in Florida. I'm Ashley Lopez in Fort Myers.
It's been almost a decade since Hurricane Wilma slammed South Florida. Since then, many new residents who may not have any hurricane experience have arrived. Meteorologist Todd Kimberlane from the National Hurricane Center says he's unsure as to how people new to the area will deal with a storm, especially a Category 3 or higher.
If it's not part of your collective memory, then I think it's easy to be short-sighted and not to know what lies around the corner. Not know how to prepare because you don't know how bad it's going to be. And what I'm saying is that you should always prepare for the worst.
Kimberlane says the best way to prepare is, of course, having a plan so people know what to do before, during, and after a major storm. Well, the lionfish is a nasty little critter that's a major threat to Florida's underwater ecosystem. And now state wildlife officials have created a new app to track the invasive fish. The Report Florida Lionfish app allows users to report sightings of lionfish, submit photos, and share other info. Lionfish have no natural predators and are voracious eaters. Officials say the numbers of lionfish in the Atlantic has spiked dramatically since they were first spotted in Florida waters in the 1980s. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.